Chapter 10.
The UDAT slid over the surface of Tranquility's non-rotating spaceport as though it was running on an invisible wire. A honeycomb of deep docking bays flashed past below the blue and purple hull. The spherical fuselages of Adamist starships nested inside, glinting dully under the rim floodlights. Mayer watched through the Black Hawk's sensors as a 55-meter diameter Clipper-class starship maneuvered itself onto a cradle that had risen out of a bay, orange balls of chemical flame spitting out of its vernier nozzles. He could see the ubiquitous intersecting violet and green loops of the Vasilovsky line bowled across the forward quarter. It touched the cradle and piston-like latches engaged, slipping into sockets around the hull. Umbilical gantries swung round, plugging it into the spaceport's coolant and environmental circuits. The starship's thermodump panels retracted, and the cradle started to descend into the bay. "So much effort just to arrive," UDAT observed.
"Quiet down. You'll hurt people's feelings," Mayer told it fondly.
"I wish there were more ships like me.
Your race should stop clinging to the past. These mechanical ships belong in a museum."
"My race, is it? There are human chromosomes in you, don't forget."
"Are you sure?"
"I think I accessed it in a memory core somewhere. There are in Voidhawks."
"Oh, them."
Mayer grinned at the overtone of disparagement.
"I thought you liked Voidhawks."
"Some of them are all right, but they think like their captains."
"And how do Voidhawk captains think?"
"They don't like Blackhawks. They think we're trouble."
"We have been known."
"Only when money is short," UDAT said, gently reproachful.
"And if there were more Blackhawks and fewer Adamus starships, money would be even tighter. I have wages to pay."
"At least we've paid off the mortgage you took out to buy me."
"Yes."
"And there's money to save to buy another when you're gone." But he didn't let that thought filter out of his mind. UDAT was 57 now. 75 to 80 was the usual Black Hawk lifespan. Mayer wasn't at all convinced he would want another ship after UDAT. But there was a quarter of a century of togetherness to look forward to yet, and money wasn't such a problem these days. There was only life support section maintenance and the 4 crew members to pay for. He could afford to pick and choose his charters now, not like the first 20 years. Now those had been wild days. Fortunately, the power, compressed into the big asymmetric teardrop shape of UDAT's hull, gave them a terrific speed and agility. They had needed it on occasion. Some of the more covert missions had been hazardous in the extreme. Not all their colleagues had returned.
"I'd still like more of my own kind to talk to," UDAT said.
"Do you talk to Tranquility?"
"Oh yes, all the time. We're good friends."
"What do you talk about?"
"I show it places we visit, and it shows me its interior, what humans get up to."
"Really?"
"Yes, it's interesting. This Joshua Calvert, who chartered us."
"Tranquility says he's a recidivist of the worst kind."
"Tranquility is absolutely right. That's why I like Joshua so much. He reminds me of me at that age."
"No, you were never that bad."
UDAT's nose turned slightly, gliding delicately between 2 designated traffic streams congested with helium-3 tankers and personnel commuters. The bays in this section of the mammoth spaceport disk were larger. It was where the repairs and maintenance work was carried out. Only half of them were occupied. The big Black Hawk came to a halt, directly over bay MBO-330, then slowly rotated around its long axis so that its upper hull was pointing down over the rim. Unlike Voidhawks, with their separate lower hull cargo hold and upper hull crewed toroid, UDAT had all its mechanical sections contained in a horseshoe which embraced its dorsal bulge. The bridge and individual crew cabins were at the front, with the 2 cargo holds occupying the wings and an ion field flyer stored in a small hangar on the port side. Cherry Barnes walked into the bridge compartment. She was UDAT's cargo officer, doubling as a systems generalist. 45 years old, with light coffee skin and a wide face prone to contemplative pouts, she had been with Mayer for 3 years.
She datavised a series of orders into her console processors, receiving images fed from the electronic sensors mounted on the hull. The three-dimensional picture, which built up in her mind, showed her UDAT hanging poised 30 meters over the repair bay, holding its position steady.